Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Ah, we ready?
Yes.
Let's do a show.
Happy Monday.
How much would it cost to send Rob to a like audio engineering school?
You know, I wouldn't know if we want to send him to Full Sail.
It would be cheaper.
It would
just
be audio engineering.
Cheaper to buy a gun.
Full Sail.
Okay, we can do that too.
45K, maybe 50K.
Yeah.
Are you talking about caliber now or thousands of dollars?
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah, I see.
But you would need a bigger caliber for you.
Oh, yes. I don't think one bullet could take me out.
No.
I would say, can you wrap, is that wrapped in chocolate? What
I think
is that?
They sell something called a rhino gun.
Elephant gun is what it's called.
Oh, that's what it's called, yeah. Not rhino or elephant.
No, it would be a rhino. Rhino gun.
I'm going to play Uptown Funk, if you don't mind.
Oh, please.
Okay, please. Uptown
Funk. Palette cleanser.
And then I'll play, on one machine, I'll play Uptown Funk, and another machine, I'll play a car crash.
Okay.
Now I'll play a car crash.
I'm okay. Whatever.
Wanted to give people an idea.
That's what you hear down there, to clarify.
Every day. And it's aging me. It's aging me into oblivion. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi. I just had
to have that little vent.
Well, they need to know, Mike.
They need to know.
The listeners or the people I work with?
No, I think that we already knew that.
You know
that.
What I'm really mad is when I don't mention people by name.
Yeah, we already knew that. But the listeners should know that you're in for a wild one today.
It's going to be
car ride.
Fun. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everyone. How was everybody's weekend? Was everybody's weekend okay?
Horrible weekend.
It was a horrible weekend?
Absolutely. When you have to take down and put away all of your Christmas stuff, that's the worst day of the year. Don't you think?
Well, because to be honest with you, I nailed it this year as far as ease of lights around a palm tree and lights on the bushes. And then I got the two little wreaths that I put on my outside lights on either side of the garage that have the plug-in that goes right into the outlet for the light. So there is no fuss. No, I would say, and I'm not exaggerating here, I would say tops 20 minutes to get everything taken down. Now, the problem is Mrs. O'Mara, as you know, has a task that she likes to do sometimes, and she does another times, the tree.
Oh,
right? Christmas
we've
tree.
Lived this.
And you're referring to your wife, Mike, and her name is?
Carl O'Mara.
Oh, Ben McDaniel did a jingle for my wife.
And isn't that the best one he's ever done? I think it is.
Yeah. Carl O'Mara.
Oh, wow. That's you can thank me for that, Carla, not Ben McDaniel. Thank you. Thank me,
because
I need
call.
All the credit I can
thank
get.
Thank you.
Maybe she's listening right now.
In fairness to Mrs. O'Mara, we have furniture out on the patio where our Christmas tree is. Because down in Florida, we don't have any room here. We have to put it outside.
Mm.
And we bought this furniture from a guy that makes homemade furniture. It's very rustic. It's pine. And he stained it, but we said that we were going to seal it. So he gave us the product he uses to seal because we were going to do that. We wanted the furniture to come in here before Christmas. And then we went to the local home products place.
Sure.
And the lady, who is an amateur furniture refinisher, said, you know what? Instead of doing this particular sealant on this this project, I think what you would use would be an outdoor stain sealing oil-based thing, whatever she said. She talked me into it. She seemed knowledgeable.
Sure.
And so we brought the furniture from inside the house out onto the patio, and we... That's really, really, really loud!
And it was a mishit button, and that is my fault. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Jeez.
I'm so sorry. I'm so very, very sorry.
Could we rewind that for 2 seconds? What were you trying to do when you ruined
get fired?
The,
I think is where it really
does. Just now.
No, I don't think it ruined the show, but it did ruin a relationship.
But was it your finger or the side of your hand that hit the button?
I don't know. What would you like me to hit you with? My finger or
no,
the side
I'm
of my hand?
I'm just asking.
I was looking for the sound effect of a seal.
Would your life be improved if you if you came into the studio every day and got into a Barco lounger and just thought about, no, because you play sounds. You're the audio man. You play sounds all the time. You paint with sound. You're good at gathering sounds. You're not good at playing them. You're not good at running them.
I mean, I'm all that good at gathering them at all.
No, you are.
Because I was looking for a sound that I didn't have. I wish I had the sound of a seal.
Yeah, you don't. It's, let me say, as somebody who does the same thing, and Big O and Dukes does the same thing on their show, they had, I think you guys had a book, right? Didn't you have a book where we gather all these sounds?
Yes.
It is difficult outside of having a CBS in the truck for the Masters producer with a computer at his fingertips. There is machinery out there where you can type in a sound and it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It exists. We can't afford it.
We
can't afford it.
Well, yeah. I actually have a variant of that, and I put in the word seal.
Sounds like it.
Well, it's a variant. As I said, it's not the same. I put in the word seal because I thought when you were talking about sealing your furniture, you could play the sound effect of a seal.
Right, but which would be funny.
Did not have it, and in an effort to close it, for some reason, I grazed the soundtrack to the show James at 17, which is It's All Up to You, and that must have
that
the letter
seal. That would
be
like me grazing the horror sound effect, you know? That would. I'm in a world of hurt. I'm in a world of hurt. So anyway, so we got this sealant. And we put it on.
Is it like creamy? Was it clear?
It's a clear sealant, but it had a bronze hue to it, and it went on super thin. And I assumed that the furniture we had, which was it's not a distressed look, but it is a rustic look. It is a gray stained pine end table and cocktail table for the living room.
Okay.
And I assumed that I would put this sealant on it and the wood would absorb it and drink it.
That's not a bad assumption.
No, that's how it works. It seals the pores.
That's what happens. So I put it on, and after I put it on, we waited to bring the furniture back in the house. Would you like to know when I put it on?
Sure.
3 weeks ago.
Last year.
Literally last year.
Literally just after Christmas.
Yes. Yeah.
Just after Christmas, I put it on. And it is still tacky, which means to me that it probably wasn't the right stuff to go on. But you're kind of screwed because we covered all the furniture with it, and it may be getting dry. But when do I say this is being absorbed by the wood and drying? And when do I say it's simply drying because of evaporation? That's my question.
Mm. Well, I think what you need is a combination of both. Now, is it drying inside the house or outside?
It's outside on the patio. That's why Carla can't take down the Christmas tree with my help.
What you should do is it is going to be, I mean, it can only
Carla O'Mara, by the way. Carla O'Mara.
Yes. Oh, Carla
O'Mara. Your wife, Carla O'Mara?
Carla O'Mara.
She that's her kind of purview. That's what she does. She does that. Hey, did we get a new piece of equipment in the studio?
We're going to test a new monitor here that I borrowed from the other
franchise. Is that Micro Center?
That is the Micro Center monitor I talked about on Friday. Yes. Yes.
Look at that thing. That's spacey.
It's curving, isn't it?
I want to.
Will there be different pictures on it? Like 1, 2, 3,
well,
4?
Well, my logic is since they're not using it right now, we should definitely make sure it works. So we should see how it works.
So it's a loner?
It is a loner.
It's a loner.
At the moment.
Very spacey.
Mike, about your furniture.
Yes.
I think that what you have there is the furniture is going to have a saturation point. They can only drink in so much, and the rest you're going to have to rely on evaporation. Florida is a humid climb. You should bring at least one piece inside to an air-conditioned area and see if it speeds up the evaporation.
Well, I think I'm done waiting, and I think it's all coming in tonight. I think it's all going to come in tonight.
But then you can't do the experiment.
Yeah, I know. I'm done waiting.
I thought this was like 24-hour drying. Like,
I thought it was quick dry, quick dry McGraw, but I don't, you know, it didn't work. It didn't work. So that's why the tree is not down. But the outside, my responsibility?
You're done.
It was done last week.
You're in the clear.
My decorations were down last week because in Cocoonville, it's a badge of honor. If I got to mid-January, if I got to real mid-January, I'd probably get a GD letter from people.
Oh, yeah,
because they care about stuff.
You're
like
you're supposed
that
to have it down
there.
By the 8th.
All King's
yes.
Day. Mm-hmm. I think it's the 6th.
By the way, being now a full-time resident down here, I understand. I think in years past, I have made jokes about all they care about is who's picking up what poo, what dog poo. But I am here to tell you that I made the pivot this year to being a regular resident when the kids came down to walk the dogs. From the, you know, the different climes in the Midwest mm-hmm. and New England, and everybody came to visit, and the kids walk the dogs, and the kids don't pick the poo up. So there was a lot of poo, and
yeah.
I understood that. But that's neither here
you
nor
write
there.
Write a letter. A lot of poo this year.
Dear Jackass.
I don't think I'll write a letter.
My families.
Yes. But you know what? It is really, really disturbing to think that maybe I put something on furniture that I shouldn't have, but I listened to the lady. Is there something on
the container that says how long it should take to dry?
I think it was like 2 days.
I would really, really, just for fun, bring one piece inside and see if it speeds the process.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with it. But, you know, I'm trying to be handy. And that's going to continue into 2018.
The humidity.
I'm going to be handy. I'm going to be more handyman. And the next project,
what's
is
the
garage.
Project?
The garage.
Whoa.
What are you going to do to it?
We're going to put shelves up and try not to make the garage look like we're in a scene from Hoarders.
Are you going to mount shelves or get like shop shelves?
Or gladiator shelves.
We're going to mount shelves to the wall.
Gladiator garage.
And I may try to do it myself. You can do that. Into the concrete. You need a hammer drill. That's what I'm told.
Oh, so it's a concrete wall. Yikes.
It's a concrete wall. That's what I'm going to try to do.
Do not do that yourself, please.
Why? You took a chimney down. Why can't I?
Well,
put
he
up,
took a chimney
shoulder?
Down, and it was a disaster.
It's still there. B, mm-hmm. I have new air conditioning from nature because I tried to do that. Like it's really? Not. There are holes in it that have
still
not
have no heat in your home.
Well, there's heat, but the floors are still cold.
Well, we have a person that's not only having himself a little Monday, but it'll be over. You'll say something funny, and it'll be fine. Everything
still
will be
waiting,
fine, Rob. So I wouldn't. Did you say still waiting?
Yeah. Now you know how I feel.
Did you say still waiting?
But it's only been 8 years, Oscar. You'll be there as soon as you know it. You let
Where
me know.
Would you, as far as just so we can button up this beginning of the show,
right?
This board work thing. Which, I
always see. I
always like to gauge what you like and what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not like running the board?
I love running the board.
Okay. All right.
So I really do.
I'm just checking. I mean, I know what the challenges are, and it's working with iPads are a little difficult.
Can I have an iPad this year for Christmas? Like, can I have one where I have some elements that I can work with.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and bring
I'd
them
love
into
that.
The show,
mm-hmm.
of course.
Yes.
That would be a yes.
Can I tell you where to put the iPad?
Hell, I'll send you one of mine.
I have an iPad. I just...
Ooh, in the, I have an I've iPad.
I've asked in the past...
You didn't throw it away like the radiators?
I've asked in the past, and Rob had a big... Big issue with that.
Hey, I got a computer last year. You can get an iPad. Absolutely.
No.
Remember the computer I was going to send up to the show
that
I kept?
Yes.
I'm sure it's on its way, right?
No, yeah, it's on its way. It's on its way. Well, here's the problem with the computer that I kept.
Yeah.
It has afforded me just a tiny little bit of convenience.
He doesn't have to pick up the computer in the studio. Yes, he has one in the living room now.
I've got my computer, my studio computer, and I've got
a computer in every room.
A computer in every room. La la. La la la. Yeah.
I don't want to buy an iPad. I just want one with sounds that I can play. Maybe
a
little
faster. Can we do that for him this year?
Yeah, I got a sound for you. He's like, sorry, I'm late.
Welcome to Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready to talk about your daughter and driving when
Absolutely.
We come back?
Absolutely.
Okay, and are you ready to run a super tight board for the rest of the show?
Not ever again.
Okay, thank you. Let's start the damn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's a stellar jukebox, sir.
Thanks, Lloyd.
How do you obtain one of those?
How do we pay for the world, Sir Al? Well, that guy didn't want to part with it. A little matter of $9,000.
So, Lloyd, you graduated Lakewood, right?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do now?
Yeah, Lloyd. What are your plans for the future?
Spend as much time possible with Diane before she leaves.
Seriously, Lloyd.
I'm totally and completely serious.
No, really.
You mean like career?
I thought about this quite a bit, sir, and I would have to say, considering what's waiting out there for me, I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that. So my father's in the Army. He wants me to join, but I can't work for that corporation. So what I've been doing lately is kickboxing, which is a new sport, but I think it's got a good future. As far as career longevity, I don't really know because, you know, you can't really tell. If you're 8-6 as a fighter, you know, it's no good. You know, you have to be great, but I can't really tell if I'm great until I've had a couple of pro fights. But I haven't been knocked down yet. I don't know. I can't figure it all out tonight, so I'm just going to hang with your daughter.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
A little pang of concern from that audio. Only a father of 20-year-olds, 20-somethings would react to that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And we are delighted to have you here. We're live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. We're on the air. We're a worldwide podcast and radio show. We have loyal listeners. There is no doubt about that. My God, we have a fan club that's having elections.
Yes!
How loyal is that? We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7. We got a great app. You should get it. You should update it. And you should listen to our show all day, every day. It's an app you put on your phone that you can eat, that you press, and you get to hear the show every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And we're delighted to have you with us. Our show today brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. This is the time of year where you make those resolutions to lose weight, to feel better, just to make yourself a better you. This is your year. And all you need is Beachbody On Demand. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of the best world-class workouts, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals. Get it on your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. Work out whenever you want. They've got great programs, P90X. They've got Insanity. They've got three-week yoga. And they've got so much more. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts ranging from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, even dance, with over 60, how about another zero, okay?
Yeah.
600 different workouts.
600.
There will be something for you. Beachbody On Demand even has nutritional help because abs are made in the kitchen. Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get nutrition plans and information on meal prep recipes and simple but proven eating plans. You need to give this service a try. Right now, our listeners can get a free trial membership. That's right, a free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. It's all you have to do. That's full access to this entire program for free. All the workouts and nutrition information at no cost to you. Just text TMOS to 303030, and we thank all the good people at Beachbody On Demand. All right, over the weekend, I love following you guys on social media just to see what's going on because we really, by and large, don't pester each other that much unless it's something funny over the weekend. And I noticed that that Rob couldn't contain himself, that he wanted to talk about a little driving debacle that was happening in the house, and you share more than anybody else on Facebook, and you wanted to talk about that, and I figured you'd want to talk about it coming in here today too, about Julia and her license. First of all, how old is the young lady? Is she approaching 17 or
17 as of December 18th? So
she's already 17.
17 in a month. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my goodness.
So we've been really bothered by her lack of initiative to do behind the wheel. She's completed the classroom portion.
Before you get rolling here, Elizabeth was the same way.
It seems to be a modern phenomenon.
Elizabeth was not hot to trot. My memory, probably even more than you guys, my memory was just a driver's license was my world. It was more important than sports. It
Freedom.
Was more important than girls. It was more important than studies. All I wanted to do was get my license. And I was a young junior, And so I wanted to get, you know, I wanted to get my license so bad, but I had to wait till like June 22nd after school was out when Joey got his in March.
Joey, pain in the ass,
Joey pain in the ass Pacer got his in March. I was so jealous.
But it seems to be a modern phenomenon that the kids are not as eager to get their license, because I see it in other places as well. Mm-hmm. Someone theorized on Facebook it's because now they have to be in car seats till they're like 8 that they're scared to do it. Is that, you know, there's
it's
so much
fear-based
emphasis.
Thing?
That's what someone theorized. I don't know that this to be true or not, but I see some validity to it.
No, I think there's a couple things at play. You've got the Uber and Lyfts of the world.
Yes.
Take you places. Your parents are more apt to take kids places.
Mm-hmm, that's
these
true.
Days.
Yeah, that's
much
true.
More so than when
yeah,
I was
my
a kid.
Parents
Absolutely.
Took me nowhere.
Yeah,
I had to ride the metro everywhere.
But,
yeah,
but
the play date was not did not exist.
Now,
when I was
you know
up.
Who picked me up? Stephen Parker's mom picked me up.
Oh yeah.
No, let me tell you.
Stephen Parker's mom.
No one was dropping me off.
Mm. I'll do this joke. I'll do this joke for me. And by the way, not only did play dates not exist, but if I strayed too far from the backyard, I'd have to fight the engines.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's thank you, Pony.
Little House on the Prairie.
That's
and
right.
Such.
Until go. Dad had it out the yeah. blankets.
You ever see the scene in Dancing with Wolves, the flashback scene for the lady that was...
I have peed in my pants!
And there's nothing you can do about it.
But no, there's none of that going
scene.
On. But the thing that is most beguiling to me is that over last summer, Julia bought a car. Julia owns a car.
Yeah, but you give it. We know how that car came about to her.
Yes, but she still had
but
to make.
But she didn't go on the CarMax lot and then pick one up.
But she did pay a fair price for it, and she made a lot of money that she had to hand over. So, I mean.
I don't think we set this up properly, that we're talking about the fact that Julia has not wanted to get her driver's license, and she's almost 17 years old.
Over 17.
She's 17
over 17 for a while.
Years old.
17, so,
yeah.
the, 17 again?
The latest ruse was she was going to take behind the wheel with Carter. Now, Carter is
Can
not
you,
her
no, you,
boyfriend.
You're saying things that people in our audience
yeah,
need.
Yeah, we got
to
follow
I'm
going
to set
what
up,
is, what
and then
is
I'm going to...
What is behind the wheel? What is that?
Behind
is
the
that
wheel,
Driver's Ed?
It is Driver's Ed. It's one part of Driver's Ed. There is the classroom portion of Driver's Ed, which she has completed in school.
Yes.
And then you have to have the certain number of hours that you promise on a log sheet to the DMV that you have driven with. After you get your learner's permit, you can go driving with an adult. And I think it's... 30 hours of daytime driving and 15 hours of nighttime driving.
She's done that already.
She has done that already, and we've signed off on it. Then you have to have some accredited behind the wheel in which you sit in a specially modified car with an extra brake pedal, and the guy who is the instructor sits next to you and allows you to drive.
Is this the last part of the equation for
her
to get a license?
This is the final piece, and this is where she's been driving. This is where she's been dragging her feet because she was going to go.
Now, okay, you said it might be fear-based because they're in a car. Have you had any, and obviously this weekend you both got frustrated and said, Julia, we're tired of driving you everywhere. You've got to get your own license. What do you think the reason is? Why is Pony giggling?
I don't know.
Why is
I'm Julia... really shocked that Pony has a driver's license, actually.
I got mine at 16.
Yeah, okay.
Why is she hesitant, do you think? What is the reason? Do you talk to her? She's your daughter.
I think she is sort of enjoying the fact that she is being driven around. She enjoys the fact that her friends can drive her places. And maybe there is a little bit of nervousness at play. But she's always been very calm when I've driven with her. I've taken her on the Beltway. I've taken her on the Dulles Toll Road. I've taken her on Route 66 around town.
Does she have that Sterling Spiewak coordination?
What do you mean by that? Please be specific.
Wait, we mean the story you tell about your mom and dad when you were little, that they used to like to watch you run.
Well, running is a different skill than
okay,
driving, don't you think?
Hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, she's actually a very good driver. The only thing she's a little hesitant. A lot of times,
well,
if
all
a car,
kids are, right?
Yeah, the thing that she is most guilty of is she will occasionally go a little too far to the left, and you'll hear some gravel noise under the.
That's
under
kids, though.
Yeah,
right?
that's
a kid learning.
And
to
she's trying to overcorrect and not hit
so
the oncoming
car. So you think that
car.
she's enjoyed the she's just not motivated.
Not motivated towards driving because there's no need for it. Well,
wow.
we got frustrated, and Carrie got up.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back?
You'd have to ask Mrs. Spiewak about it. But I think it had to do.
Well, wait a minute. But
I think it had to do. I'm going to answer your question.
All right.
Is that she was saying that. She wanted to wait and do behind the wheel with her friend Carter, who is not her boyfriend.
But
it's the
question.
Kid.
The question was, what was the straw that broke the camel's
back? Because Carter postponed yet again, And so it wasn't looking like she was going to be able to do her behind the wheel until March.
Who's Carter?
Carter is a friend of Julia's who's out of town right now.
Tucker and Todd.
Yeah, exactly.
And Tyler.
Exactly. And so Saturday night, Carrie got on the blower and called the Chubbucks and said, "What driving school did you use for Jillian?" She got the name and then informed Julia she would be taking her first behind the wheel class at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday.
So what night, she called on Friday night?
Saturday night.
Saturday night?
Saturday night. It was like a 12-hour turnaround.
Was there a method in that where it's just like, there's not going to be any, we're getting to it. So Carrie took the bull by the horn.
Exactly, exactly.
Enough is enough.
And God bless her. So I get up at about 8 o'clock on Sunday morning and come down, and I see Julia in the couch, hunkered down, shoulders sloped. She's got a hat down, pulled over her eyes, eating cereal. "Hey, Julia, good morning." And that's about all I got from her. I said, "You excited about driver's ed?" "It's so cold and it's early and I'm tired and I didn't want to do this." And I said, "Well, they'll be here at 8:30. Have fun."
Oh, they pick you up?
Yeah, they come right to the house.
Well, it's like Enterprise rental car. That's
exactly.
Cool.
And
they
so
didn't have that. I had to drive to Manchester, Connecticut every night.
Effing millennials.
Yeah, they get it. They get to, it's a
pick
pampered
you up?
World.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah. They're not going to be able to drive to
I
the
had
place.
To pay $600 to see Mr. Janowski, who said, "What are you doing, son? You can't lay your seat back that far. You're going to crash." Because
my mom and dad used to have to drive me to Manchester. I
was picked up, and I can't remember my driver's.
Cool. I didn't know that existed. That's cool.
I do remember that my driver's ed teacher had a thick accent, and he said, "If I do not tell you to turn, or if I do not tell you to stop, you will continue until the end of the earth."
I would have loved
that. And for some reason, that stuck with me. And he also, I had an argument with him. I think his name might have been Arthur. But his name was Arthur, like my name was Arthur. But he had a rule that if you can't see the back wheels.
"Mr. Spiewak, get out of the goddamn car. I am Arthur. Bitterman, I want to drive to the end of the earth."
Why can't you take the test now?
Well, she has to finish 7 sessions, I think it is, with
just
behind
like
the wheel.
Just like you said, she's got to qualify. But here's the great thing about the driving instructor picking her up. So you two could just sort of stand at the doorway.
Oh, we're done now. We're done. All we got to do is drive her to the DMV after it's done.
It's all
How much
her.
Does it cost now?
I think it is $600.
Huh? Oh, my gosh. Really?
I think
expensive.
It is.
That's how much it cost when I was a kid.
But the
probably for, well, no. Back for me, it was probably.
Two pelts?
Two beaver pelts. Beads.
Beads. But you also got a piece of Manhattan.
Because I shouldn't have said that racial slur engines before, I should have said Native American.
That's better.
But we traded with them for, you know, driving services.
And slurs.
And slurs. Just two slurs to a dollar.
To be honest, there were not cars, as you know that. It was simply a canoe ride to the mercantile.
That was when you got your behind the paddle training.
Yes. Now I'm the one. Now I'm the one where all the old age jokes are made about. There.
I asked my mom.
It was cold.
When she learned to drive, and she said she learned how to ride a motorcycle before a car. My father did the same thing. That it was just the
motorcycle.
Yeah, same here.
Wow.
You too?
Yeah.
You drove a hog?
Yeah. Dirt bikes and motorcycles.
What happened?
I didn't know that.
Out in West Virginia, I had some friends that lived out there. And
Let me guess. No helmet?
No, I wore a helmet.
Sure you did.
I always wear helmets.
You should be wearing one right now.
I want to pick up where she was on the couch being miserable, and we figured out, so they're coming to pick her up.
Right.
And this is 8 o'clock, and she's surly.
Oh,
and
she's horribly angry about it, yeah.
Are you a little detached from this conflict because Carrie was the catalyst for all of it?
I'm actually really enjoying it because I had so
but
little to do with it.
But you're detached from it, right?
In what way?
Well, no, I mean, Carrie called. Carrie made
She's mad at both of us. She's mad at the world right now. She'd be mad at you.
Why is she mad at the world?
Because she's having to get up and drive, and we're making her do it. And she is a surly teenager. She's gotten better. I'll give her that. She's not as bad as she was, like, say, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. There are moments when she's actually almost human. But there are times also where she does really, really, really sort of, you know, ramp up and become the surly teen again.
Yeah, she loves you when you're taking her to concerts and stuff.
That, but, she's very, very happy. She likes
Christmas.
She loves
going to movies and stuff, and Christmas
is great. Drive me to Southeast, Dad. There's this band that nobody knows
about. By the
way,
as Rob will tell you and I will tell you, Oscar, this is Parenting 101. It starts at 2 and it goes through, you know, there. My daughter comes down and visits me, and, you know, we butt heads all the time. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Everyone tells me parenthood is so amazing, but everyone that tells me that looks like they've shaved off 15 years of their life.
There is a line, and I'm not sure what movie it's in, but I will quote it as best I can, because I probably don't have the quote right either. But the fact is, I could never be a parent, and the person is asked, why is that? I'm not ready for that much ingratitude. That's really kind of weird. That sums it all up right there. That's kind of the way.
My brother called me yesterday just briefly, and he said for Christmas, his wonderful wife got him that bike that's on TV, all the Peloton.
That's cool. I like that thing. That looks so neat.
So he showed me how it works. He knows I like anything that's technical. One of the really good.
You like gadgets.
I love gadgets. And I sat there. He said, "Hey, man, what are you going to do? Are you going to ride it? Or are you just like looking at your bike?" And he said, "Well, you know, the baby's a little fussy right now. I think I'm going to take a nap." He just went down as well.
Got the brand new $10,000 exercise piece of equipment. He's going to go take a nap.
But
he's got a baby.
He's so tired because of the baby. And this is how they sell you, because I saw the commercial. The beautiful baby is sitting in front of the mom while she's doing her spin class in the house.
Sure. There it is.
And you're like, oh, I can work out. I can have a life again. And this little baby's just going to sit there and not crawl away.
And you got your little trainer on the screen.
We're all tens. Yeah. We went through all of them.
But you can't put you can't even understand how valuable sleep becomes when you have like a 3-month-old. It's so insane, right? Crazy.
Can't imagine.
Yeah. I mean, one time.
You know my kid over the weekend, Saturday?
Yeah.
8:15.
Slept in.
Oh my God.
8:15. And here's what happened. You're so conditioned to getting up at 6:30 in the morning that around about 8 o'clock, Carla was up, I was up, and he got for Christmas a dream tent, which is this fold over his mattress little enclosure with curtains.
Yeah.
And we figured maybe because it's dark in there that he doesn't see the light, and but we can't see him either. And even when he's 4, we're past the idea of him like being an infant and not being able to breathe. But you start to freak out. I've got Oscar's Nest Cam. I use Oscar's Nest Cam now as a baby monitor.
Nanny cam.
And we're in there looking at it, and I said, I think I saw his foot move. Yeah. Yep. His foot moved. He's okay.
What if it's like escape,
waiting for him to get up?
Escape from Alcatraz, where you see him in there, and then you look in the curtain. There's like a little dummy he's built, like maybe a stuffed animal. He's out somewhere. He's doing some behind the bar. Yeah, he's at the tiki bar.
So, all right, let's take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get to the conclusion and see how it's going with the Spiewak household, with Carrie putting the hammer down.
Yes,
getting Julia to learn how to drive. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Ponyboy checking in from the futuristic year 2025. I sent this message back to remind you how important it is to keep renewing your bonus show subscriptions. Mike and Rob are long dead, but thanks to your continued support, the great shows on the More Network are still going strong. Tony Perkins, Rofo and Cookies, and Tech 411. So keep subscribing, guys. Carla and the kids depend on it. Little Michael and Little Dirk. And don't smoke. We don't all wind up sounding like Dude Walker.
Little Dirk!
Author.
Mr. Alan Gigak sent that in. Thank you, Alan.
Oh, that's funny. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture.
Little Dirk.
A promo from the future. Magazines are the best. They have the best content, the best insight, and the best entertainment. But magazines are expensive. They're bulky, they're inconvenient, and they're not fun. Wrong, you have to realize if you crave magazines, all you need is Texture. With the Texture app, you get all the magazines right on your smart device. You get unlimited access to 200 additional premium titles like People, Cosmo, Real Simple, Entertainment Weekly. Great.
Roseanne and Entertainment Weekly. Roseanne's back.
Even GQ. Right now, you can try Texture for free. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Just imagine having your favorite magazines in their back issues anytime, anywhere. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, podcast listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over 30% off their listed price. With Texture on your phone or tablet, you'll never be out in the cold again because all of the hot magazines are right at your fingertips. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That is texture.com/TMOS, and we thank you, Texture. Yeah. All right, when last we checked, Julia hesitating to go to driver's ed. She's a good kid, but Rob's saying she's being a pain in the ass about this. And finally, Carrie calls on Saturday night the driver ed people for behind the wheel training and lays it on Julia. Were you there when she laid it on Julia the night before?
No, but I found out about it the night before when I went to bed. That's why I got up to sort of watch what was going on.
Where were you when the hammer was dropped on Miss Julia?
I believe I was watching TV, and I think Carrie went upstairs and told her.
Ooh. The Cartoon Network or TMC?
What was I watching? I watched that movie Get Out.
Nice.
What do you think of that movie? Pretty good, huh?
I liked it very, very much. I didn't like the ending a whole bunch, but I liked the storytelling. I love the storytelling of it. Yeah.
And,
creepy.
And if you don't know what's happening, I saw that one in theaters. Mm. It was pretty good. And by the way, as far as the people that were in our network with three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, that picked up a whole bunch of Golden Globes. We haven't even talked about the Golden Globes.
And the Globes are the best forecaster for the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there.
You know, you realize watching the Golden Globes, we'll get to it, but... Not the great movie year that we've had in the past. But so you find out she's on the couch. What else happened with this?
So they show up at about, I guess, maybe 15 minutes late. And she goes down and gets in. And I look, and there's the instructor. He's a normal guy, probably about my age. And a big guy is in there.
Is it Rob Mayer?
It is Rob Mayer teaching her how to drive. And the other
I'm here
guy.
To pick you up. There you go.
So they're off, and they come back about 90 minutes later, and Julia comes.
Maybe it's Joe. Maybe Joe showed up to replace Rob, you know?
I'd like to take a right turn over here. Take a right turn. Take a right turn over here. Put it in park. Put it in park.
All right. He's Rob's proxy.
I just showing up. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Rob. Yeah.
Insurance, so rated.
That's how you know their show's hot. That's how you know their show's hot. Yeah. We're doing impressions.
Get Collision.
Man, neutral.
Yeah. Not comprehensive.
Yeah, check your mirrors. Check your mirrors.
What do you want to drive for anyway?
So she comes back, I guess about 90 minutes later. Session one is in the books. And I said, how did it go? And there is a shred of optimism, but she's still a teenager because all she does is complain about the other kid who was driving.
And there were two kids in the car?
Yeah, because remember there was a big guy, and then there was the instructor. I said,
Saturdays and Sundays, that's like all over Northern Virginia.
Yeah, gotta be. So I said, how was your instructor? And all I'm thinking of is the Bob Newhart routine. Turn right, turn right, turn right, turn right.
Don't pull out.
She said he was very calm, and his name was Mr. Smart. And I said, did he live up to his name? And she said, he was fine. And I said, well, what's
so she's okay with it then?
But I said, you had to split driving with the other student, right? And she said, oh, Ethan.
Say you can. You almost don't need to say anything more after the
I
name.
Want kids just for that exchange. You know,
because
then, because for doing what we do, then we. If I had a kid and that breath and that name came out, I'm like, here we go.
Yeah,
tell me
I know,
everything.
I said, Ethan. So what's up with Ethan? And then I made what I said. Was he a problem? Was he dumb? Was he, you know, did you not like him?
Well,
did
we
you
should
like
start
him?
With the fact
was
that
he
Ethan
not
is,
white.
Ethan is 30.
Ethan
30.
Ethan is a teenager as well, probably 16. I mean, I didn't ask, but a big guy. And she said, "Well,
oh, fat Ethan."
I said,
"Built for speed."
What's the matter with Ethan? She said, "Ethan's a liar." And I said,
oh, that is egregious.
I said, how did this come out? I mean,
God.
You were driving and you were only driving for 90 minutes. How did you know he's a liar? She said, well, he said, Ethan said he's been driving a lot before behind the wheel, and I don't think Ethan's ever been behind the wheel of a car because he sucks. And I said, language.
That's great. Oh, wow.
And I said, how can you possibly suck on your first day out? He said, well, the first thing they did is they went to the elementary school parking lot, which is abandoned because it's a Sunday morning.
See that all the time with the cones.
And she says,
Those are trash cans. Nobody's been hurt.
His 3-point turns were 5 or 6.
Hey, you know what's a good thing? What? Here's a good thing for her. If she'd been with somebody who was a better driver than she was,
yeah,
she would have been more upset. It was great that that's what motivated her. Mm-hmm. She had a weaker driver in the car, so she's like, I got this.
And
I'm
in
all
pure,
over this.
Pure Spiewak mode, she was in there like a turkey buzzard, picking at the corpse. He said that his speed control was horrible, couldn't turn the car, couldn't park. I said, how did you do? She said, I did rather well, although there was one piece of analysis that Mr. Smart offered. And I said, what's that? She said, he said I have a heavy foot.
Oh.
Ooh.
So she needs to slow it down. But I also know that they
confidence.
Didn't. Yeah, I also know that they didn't go. They didn't cover a lot of mileage because I have an app on my phone that tracks the kids geographically by their phones, like a GPS app. And
is it like the one that comes with the phone?
No, it's called Live 360, I think.
So what did your app show you that Mr. Smart took him down to the swing set and turned him around and came back to the house?
No, like just briefly.
Yeah,
just
Live 360. It's called.
You've never told us that you track your kids.
I believe I have.
No.
Definitely not.
No, we know that you track your dog with our sponsor, but not your kids.
Well, I do track the kids.
So what, does Julia have a chip in her neck or something?
No, it's just based on her phone. It might as well be a chip in her neck because it's a teenager on their phone. But I know that it told me about 7 times on Sunday morning Julia was home, which means they just kept driving up and down the same strip of the road by my house because I know exactly where you are when it says bling. Robert Spiewak is home, or bling, Rob
Spiewak
is home.
How many sessions does she have to have before
I think 7 more, and they have been scheduled. Right. So we will see. I don't know if they're all with Ethan, though, but they will all be with Mr. Smart.
Wow. You know, that's expensive for
it is,
for
but you know what? It is going to be worth
I
it in the long run.
I guess insurance is a big deal, too. You
Not
know,
as expensive for a girl as a boy. And also, and also it goes down when she's 25, but as of right now, it'll be a hefty hunk of change. And also, did you know the school charges for parking?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, school does.
A yearly permit is $250. Yeah. So she will not be parking at school this year because they do not prorate it.
She could be a little enterprising. Walk to. Are there homes around the school? I imagine there is, right?
You know what? Actually, there is a tremendous road that rides up to their school. So no, it's the parking.
So they're
boned. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you your driving partner, Ethan. There he is.
It ended better than it started, but there's still not a tremendous amount of enthusiasm, so we shall see.
How psyched are you and your wife that when this is completed, is it going to be over? You don't have to worry about it. She's got her own car. You don't have to drive her anywhere.
It's going
to
be terrific. And also, the thought of being a designated driver on supper club nights has also come up, which is great. Come pick us up, girl. We need a ride right now. So that's a definite added
benefit. By the time my son is 16, we're actually already making payments on a wheelchair van.
Something with a lift.
So he can drive me.
I love
it. So he can drive me to bingo.
Can I ask another personal question?
Yeah.
Do your kids know?
You want to pop that can on the air so we can? Are you popping a can?
I do under the console.
Let me hear the can. I want to hear. Can I hear the can, please? Here we go. There you go. I love that sound. Any Irishman likes that sound.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke.
Coke and a smile.
Keep it company.
Do you kids know that you track? Because look, Pony and I look at each other
absolutely.
Like there's something up, right?
No, absolutely they know. And actually, before we did it, it came up at a
PTA meeting.
We were actually out to dinner or at a supper club.
Yeah.
And the other parents were saying, you don't have the tracking on your phone? We said, no. They said, oh, my God, you got to get it. And I know that Rob Chubbuck says it's the greatest.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
My kid's 4, and I think I'm going to get it, and he doesn't even have a phone yet. What is the appropriate age to get a phone, like 10?
I think they're saying 12 now.
12?
Okay, I think 12. Robert got his at 13.
Don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, because kids don't need a phone until they need to be alone somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how did we survive without a phone?
We had landlines.
Yes, we'd go to the principal's office and ask to call my mom because she's 10 hours late.
By the time we get that app in the phone, Carla will also be ordering the HN, which should be, you know, coming along pretty quickly.
HN?
Home nurse. Home nurse,
excuse me,
everybody.
I need to call my dad's home nurse.
Huge night last night in entertainment. Really pretty significant, and we'll talk all about it when we come back. The Golden Globes, traditionally the best award show, and we'll have our complete review. I watched almost the whole dang thing. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is intern Dan O'Brien. You might know me as being the dull, vanilla intern who contributes absolutely nothing to the show. What you might not know is that when I'm not on the air, I'm making a living as Northern Virginia's third most popular fan salesman.
That's right!
Dan the Fan Man here to get you a deal on a brand new fan. Get a special discount by joining the Dan the Fan Man fan clan. Buy a fan for your car at our Dan the Fan Man fan van. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or my name isn't Dan
the Fan Man.
And you can find out about all our deals by clicking on the bonus show banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. And while you're there, buy a bonus show and a fan, but mostly a bonus show. And this summer, don't forget to look for the Dan the Fan Man Ultimate Ray-Ban Spray Tan Suntan Mobile Fan Beach Fan.
You'll be the hottest man on the sand,
especially if you're listening to the bonus show.
Do you know there, I swear to God, down here in West South Florida, there is a company called Dan's Fan City.
Really?
There is Dan, and I believe we got our fans from Dan's Fan City.
Yeah, but you didn't get the kind of treatment you get from Dan the Fan Man.
Oh, with the spray tan moving van. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Does your business have any New Year's resolutions? Here's an important one that every business should consider. Make your hiring process more efficient and effective. This year, let ZipRecruiter help. No one has done a better job of transforming how you find the right talent than they have. ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, and they do it with just a click. Then ZipRecruiter actively looks for the most qualified candidates and then invites them to apply. That is why ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. That is perfection, my friends. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. You owe it to yourself to use this. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, F-R-E-E. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. One more time, try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Okay, so, you know, I'll be honest with you. I have not digested a tremendous amount of pop culture content in 2017. The movies were good. I don't think they were necessarily great. Mm-hmm. There were not, there have been times when I've watched an Academy Awards and a Golden Globe, and I've seen every single movie, and everybody saw every single movie. This was not one of those years. But the one that I talked about a bit on the show, the one that ended rather abruptly, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, that took home a lot of...
Four, I think, right?
I think they got four last night. Congratulations to Elizabeth Moss for The Handmaid's Tale. Unfortunately, my girl, Ann Dowd, my cousin Ann Dowd, did not win the supporting actress.
She probably had a feeling because she was not at the event.
She was at the event.
Oh, she was? Yeah. They didn't show her when they read the...
They didn't show her. No.
Oh.
She got boned on that. She got screwed
boned.
On that one.
Mm.
Yeah, I saw her earlier as she was walking by because I was checking for her to see if she was there. But no, the Big Little Lies, just, you know, the juggernaut of Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon. And, you know, I watched that and I've maybe looked in on that show once or twice. And I think it's a solid performer. But my God, there's certain these award shows that just...
Darlings.
You know, it's an embarrassment of riches sometimes. And you get a little burned out on it after a while. But the big story last night was the fact that the women were all wearing black in solidarity with the sexual abuse situation, and that was the major issue. I thought that with the nature of the Golden Globes this year, which was really more about activism than it was the awards, you may not ever see it again.
You're right.
Women really standing up and saying, it stops now, and it's time.
No mas.
Which was the no more. And rightly so, especially... And I think that a lesser intellect, a lesser man would not have tackled it head on. And I give the huge thumbs up to Seth Meyers for owning it last night.
He could have said no, too.
Yeah.
He could have said no, but it was when he compared himself to a dog going up in a space rocket for the other award show hosts, was, man, oh, man, oh, man. You know what? It comes down to this. I figured it out last night. Last night was a little mini epiphany for me where I figured out what I love on award shows. I love material, written comedy material. If you have great material, you stand up on a stage just like you're doing stand-up comedy and you spew out some, you know, some wonderfully, beautifully written material, and that's all I need. I do not need songs. I do not need Stephen Colbert bits where he goes out. And the only, I think,
what
the
about
only...
superimposing yourself into motion pictures?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you realize how many tricks they've done when all you need, as Seth Meyers so aptly proved, and I haven't read the reviews. I don't know whether he's getting good reviews
or not. I
think
he is.
Today.
I think he's being embraced.
He is so smart. His writing and his writing staff so smart that he just dealt with
Tina
it. And he even tackled Harvey Weinstein.
As a matter of fact, can I play a clip or two of him?
Because yeah, I'd love to hear it. I thought the show, I mean, he really made me laugh out loud. And I'm, as a man, I'm sitting there going, okay. Because really, all the dudes
it's
out
nervous.
There, it was definitely a little uncomfortable for the guys in the room. I'm sure it
all
was.
All right, here's his opening when he first came out.
Good evening, ladies and remaining gentlemen. It's 2018, marijuana is finally allowed, and sexual harassment finally isn't. It's gonna be a good year.
Right away.
Yeah.
For the male nominees in the room tonight, this is the first time in 3 months it won't be terrifying to hear your name read out loud. They tried to get a woman to host this show, they really did. They said, hey, how would you like to come and be judged by some of the most powerful people in Hollywood? And women were like, well, where is it? And they said, it's at a hotel, and long story short, I'm your host tonight.
And you mentioned how he tackled Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
And it's a gutsy, gutsy joke. And
it
the way it played in the room was made even better by his way of handling
it. I'm
so
glad you've got these clips, Rob. This
cool,
is great.
Cool.
Well, I think it's time to address the elephant not in the room. Harvey Weinstein isn't here tonight. Because, well, I've heard rumors that he's crazy and difficult to work with. But don't worry, he'll be back in 20 years when he becomes the first person ever booed during the In Memoriam. It'll sound like that. Well, despite everything that happened this year, the show goes on. For example, I was happy to hear they're going to do another season of House of Cards. Is Christopher Plummer available for that, too? I hope he can do a southern accent, because Kevin Spacey sure couldn't. Oh, was that too mean to Kevin Spacey?
So that's gutsy right there. And
this is why.
Ballsy.
First of all, there's a great article in one of the entertainment publications, I forgot which one, where they're talking about late night growing up. And they cite Jimmy Kimmel and Seth Meyers as the great example of that. And that is what we need more than a late night host playing beer pong.
It's really fun to
have great writing. It really is.
You have to take Billy Crystal sort of out of the equation because he's...
Right.
When he hosts an award show, the Oscars specifically, he does his thing and he's built it. If you take him out of it, when people cite the greatest hosts of all time, two names always come up. Bob Hope and Johnny Carson. And they are two guys
that just stood up there and did material.
They just did great jokes. They relied on good writers.
I want more jokes, many jokes as they can fire out there.
Yes.
And he did it. But I mean, you're walking into a room with women that are dressed in black in solidarity for this sexual harassment process that they're talking about, this campaign, which by the way, the women that organized
that spoke up.
Just stunningly well organized.
Reese,
I mean, you did Reese Witherspoon. You had Ashley Judd, who is involved in this. These women put it together, and in a relatively short amount.
Do you know
of time,
there was literally a shortage? There was literally a shortage of black dresses in Hollywood. That was literally a problem that they had trouble all dressing that way.
It was stunning how well organized it was, and they did a good job. But with that said, you get the guy, and I speak from a guy's perspective. And to be honest with you, it is a little uncomfortable. And, you know, I know that there were probably guys like myself where you were just like, at a certain point, you're kind of like going, okay, okay.
You, but hate,
you know,
us. What?
No, it doesn't matter. It, no. It no. doesn't matter to the women, because they're the ones that are, you know, been on the receiving end of this for decades. So I get it. I understand, and I am listening, and I am one of the people that listens to this, and I understand it. But with Seth Meyers taking that job, and to go out, he could have taken the wimpy way out mm-hmm. so easily, but to hit it head on mm-hmm. and then hit it head on and funny, there are certain things I think I'm capable of doing in the world of comedy. I never could have pulled something like that. That the brilliance of that, of taking that incredibly sensitive subject and, you know, running right into the fire,
diffusing it in a minute.
Funny.
Yeah. In brilliant. 1 minute. He's so smart.
He's not going to get the credit that he deserves to get. I mean, no. I think he deserves all the credit in the world. And it really, really is something that's smart. And I want to see more of that. And, you know, that's it. I think that's how you win. I think that's if you come from a certain belief system, I think you win a little bit with comedy. Go ahead. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, else? Look, outside of the movement, which we've talked at length about here on the program, and how important it is to discuss these type of topics, I will say this, that the real winner last night was not just Oprah Winfrey, because we talked briefly before the show about her speech.
I mean, stunning. If it's not a political speech, my name's not Mike O'Mara. The
oh,
fact
God.
Is that was a, and I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. But, you know, it's interesting because it seemed to me she was setting the table for that. That was a political speech.
Oh, it was every bit what you would see like when Obama spoke at the convention before he was a candidate.
It was
setting
now,
the table.
And who's to say that the Golden Globes aren't a forum for that with the current state
Again,
of affairs?
Mm-hmm. Not just Oprah, but Weight Watchers. Because A, Oprah looked great, and as a former investor in Weight Watchers,
the misogyny
thank
alarm
you.
Right there. Right
now, when I got in at 11 and I got out at 16 because I was scared that she wasn't going to lose the weight,
yeah, that was
she lost it.
I thought that was going to happen with Oprah's dress size.
Their stock is up 10% today.
Today! Yeah.
And it's at an all-time high of two years, and she is heavily invested, as
easy.
You know.
I've said it here, and I've said that Oprah swims in Lake Mead like nobody's
oh, the best.
Swims in Lake Mead. And when you look at some of the stuff Bill Maher has when she gives away the car and kind of that's a tribute to materialism, you can look back at that and kind of go, meh, with that. So I'm not somebody that's always in Oprah's corner. With that said, I have to tell you that I didn't expect what she was going to do when she took her Cecil B. DeMille Award. I thought it was...
She looked great.
Not only a brilliantly written mm-hmm. speech, but it was as brilliant. You know, she's an incredible communicator, obviously.
Broadcaster, orator,
She's an actress. She's a brilliant actress. I think she's done brilliant performances on screen. And she is, you know, she's Oprah.
She's a leader.
Mm-hmm. And she crushed it. She absolutely crushed it. And she did it, I think... Was she reading off the? If she was reading off the prompter, it's the greatest prompter read that I've ever seen. And if she wasn't reading off the prompter, it's the best extemporaneous memorized speech that I've ever
had
seen in my
life.
Had to
be on the prompter, but I don't think she was reliant on it. But she must have known the importance of it.
Stirringly good. I mean, it was phenomenal. Stirringly good.
Put down what you're doing and watch good. That's something that people will talk about 5 and 10 years from now.
And if she does decide to win, I mean, she made herself credible in one single speech. And it can happen like that. It's a strange thing.
I actually watched the Globes with Rofo, Rob Ford, of all people, were here last night just tinkering on
Rob Ford have
How do you do? You know, we ought to move the starting schedule of the show till 6 p.m. I think Oscar would like that. That would be in your wheelhouse.
We ordered Alito pizza, hung out. He was editing. I was tinkering.
Did Rob Ford have a scorecard of his predictions?
He didn't, but we sat there.
Who's she wearing?
And we sat there. and you know, with the new space, it's like we're in a living room, right?
Yeah, so right.
We're like
right.
doing stuff and talking. And Rob Ford's like, oh, you know, like everyone's wearing black. We're talking about that. And of all people, and again, Rob's in a beautiful, loving, probably abusive relationship. He's being abused.
Yes.
And
but it's headed towards marriage.
Yes, yes. And what I know is this, is I said, Rob, you know who the big winner tonight is? He goes, women? I said, no, Weight Watchers. And he said, what do you mean? And we spent like 30 minutes looking
at... So you called it before it actually happened with the stock price today?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, because if you remember, at one point, everybody was going against Oprah because there was more carbs than anything else after she invested. But when she walked out on that screen, I was like, whoa, before she said anything.
She and she absolutely, you know, it's all about moments and taking advantage of the moment and killing it. And she killed it. And she made, and look,
and that's, when that's, you're been that her, good, that's been her whole career, though.
Yeah,
she has been in the right place at the right time.
When you handle something that well, your detractors have nothing to say. I'm not a turbo Oprah fan. I've
never
been a turbo Oprah fan. And but you can't argue with that. You can't argue with the content that she had, with the message she had about being a little, you know, girl growing up, and you know, being a poor child whose mom cleaned other people's houses and watching Sidney Poitier up on stage. That's a stirring speech. It was fabulous.
First family. It's just her. Like
Gail,
right.
We don't have to pay for Stedman. You know, it's just that's a
will
it's a
Gail
one-off.
And Stedman be in the West Wing? That's the
no. They'll be in the they'll be in the Naval Observatory. Close, but not in the way.
There you go. I agree with that. That's awesome. All right, Golden Globes, pretty good. Movies and TV shows. Yeah, there's a lot of good. There's so much content now. It's hard to keep track.
Chrissy Metz got robbed.
Oh yes, robbed. I know. I saw the whole table with Toby and everybody. We'll take a break and we'll come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
After 5 months of helmet-to-helmet gridiron action, it's time for the big game. Football combat will determine the teams on the field, but you will decide where to watch the action. And the best
place
to experience all of it is the frozen tundra of Old Town Herndon, Virginia, at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. On Sunday, February 4, 2018, come watch the big game with O'Mara, Santana, Spiewak, and the entire TMOS gang. Big screen televisions, the best wings, the coldest beer, and the constant patter of your host, James Bullwinkle Cerrito. Kickoff is at 6:30, but the fun begins when you arrive. Reservations are recommended. Call 703-435-GYMS. That's 703-435-5467. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is located at 695 Spring Street and has plenty of free parking. The big game at Jimmy's. The palms of your hands will thicken. The skin of your cheek will tan. Do not fear the wings or the beer. Go face them and be savage again.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It's a new year and a great time to make a new start, like refinancing or buying a new home. But it's hard to make that fresh start when you don't know what you're doing. But that's okay. You just need to find the experts that have your best interests in mind. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the process quickly and easily. Higher interest rates are coming soon. That means you'll be paying more on car loans, credit cards, anything you finance, and especially your mortgage. Cornerstone First Financial can lock in your rate, but you got to act now. Days actually matter, whether buying or refinancing. Cornerstone First Financial understands that it's your money on the line, and they will take care of you. Trust us, they are like neighbors. They took care of the entire Santana family, Put their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And Happy New Year from everyone at Cornerstone First Financial.
News.
According to TMZ, only three people didn't wear black to the Golden Globes. There was some actress named Blanca Blanco.
Well, she has to wear white.
Yeah, I say.
She should have been in white, but she showed up in a red gown.
Oh.
Why does that just sound like a complete ruse?
Blanca, you know? Blanco?
She's supposed to wear black. Her name is white, and she wore red, right?
I remember Benny Blanco killed Carlito in Carlito's Way at the end. Spoiler
Benny
alert.
Blanco.
Benny the White,
yeah.
But if you were going to, you know, have a smart publicist that would say you want to get some attention, even if it's negative, you
would wear white.
Nobody knew Blanca Blanco showed up in red.
Yes.
And well, she said she's not against women's equality. She just really likes red. It's possible she was one of the people who didn't think absolutely everyone would get in on it. German model Barbara Meyer wore a pink dress and said on Twitter that wearing what she wanted was her own kind of protest.
I wish to wear what I want today. I will wear that.
The
and
devil
that is
wears
the way I shall
Prada.
Wear it, yes.
I have the quote. Women were fighting for a long time for the freedom to wear what we want to, and that's okay. To dress up a little more sexy, huh? Yeah. And the president of the Hollywood Foreign Press, which was interesting, Mayor Tatna, she wore a red dress, apparently as a nod to her Indian heritage, but she also wore a Time's Up pin, and her shoes were black, if that counts. Having the pin on, mm-hmm. I think
pin
that covered
good.
It. And she's kind of the head.
By the way, the Golden Globes, now that they really are sort of a scene setter and they really do start the award season, better trophy, please. It looks like third place in a soccer tournament.
It does. It's not really.
An
really
Emmy trophy
nice.
Is nicer.
Oh, much nicer.
Right?
And pointier.
Yeah.
It's not like TMOS Listener Hall of Fame trophies. Jerry Van Dyke passed away on Friday at the age of 86.
Yeah.
He was Dick Van Dyke's younger brother, was probably most famous for playing defensive coordinator Luther Van Dam on the show Coach.
Loved him.
Jerry died of heart failure. His wife Shirley says they were in a horrible car accident over 2 years ago, and he was injured very badly. His health had deteriorated ever since. Very Aww. Funny man, and the younger brother, of course, of Dick Van Dyke, and they were funny together, too.
Very good. If you ever catch out there, they did four episodes, I think, of the Dick Van Dyke show where he played his brother mm-hmm. on the
right.
show. Classic episodes. They
involved
sleepwalking.
Yeah, because they delivered it when he came on.
Yeah, they did.
The Moody Blues will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this spring, but unfortunately, Ray Thomas won't make it. He died Thursday at the age of 76. No cause of death has been revealed, but apparently it was unexpected. Ray had dealt with health problems on and off over the past 15 years, and in 2013, he revealed that he was diagnosed with inoperable prostate cancer. He was a founding member and multi-instrumentalist who mostly contributed vocals and flute. Ray plays the flute solo in Knights in White Satin, so that you don't get bigger than that with the Moody Blues.
Yeah, I
right?
actually sat down with Carrie, and I think I've seen them 8 or 9 times in concert. We couldn't come up with a definitive number.
Was he in it?
Oh, yeah. He stayed with them until about the turn of the century. And he was a lot of fun on stage because he would have his isolated moments. They'd usually give him one song a concert to sing lead on, and he ate it up, and the fans loved him and wrote a lot of great music. And it was really sad to hear that he passed. So safe home.
In a little over a week, Betty White turns 96, and in an interview with Parade magazine, I read it every week.
You take Parade?
She shares her secrets for living a long life. Here's her quote. Accentuate the positive, not the negative. It sounds so trite, but a lot of people will pick out something to complain about rather than say, hey, that was great. It's not hard to find great stuff if you look. It's my philosophy.
Yeah, look around.
Always has been,
These iPads.
I try to see the funny side. I try to see the funny side and the upside, not the downside. I get bored with people.
Are you sure they interviewed her and not you?
I think it was me.
Think it
was. I get bored with people who complain about this or that. I'm a boring man. It's such a waste of time. As for eating habits, now this is where we're a little closer together.
Okay.
Betty's diet isn't restricted to kale and health food. She eats things that she loves, and she drinks things she loves, specifically vodka and hot dogs. she said probably in that order. Vodka. My mom liked her vodka.
Sure.
My mom, God rest her soul.
Yeah.
Finally, Betty has some advice for aspiring entertainers. She says, quote, learn your lines, come prepared, don't think you can wing it because you can't. By the way, I do a 10 sheet every day on this show, and I believe that.
Yeah.
Come prepared, be ready to go. You never know what direction things are going to go in on this show, but we are always prepared. Everybody that comes into this studio every day. I don't like to make ourselves bigger than we are, but the fact is, if you like this show, one of the reasons you like this show is because we're always prepared to do a show for you, and I've always been. And I learned that from Don, who came prepared. He was always ready, and we were always prepared. So that's the way that goes.
And if you get that issue of Parade magazine, do read that Betty White article, but you won't believe what Howard Hughes does. That dog, he is always getting into trouble.
Well, that's stunning. Thing. A new study found that the key to staying motivated to keep a New Year's resolution to lose weight or get in shape is to hear people say you look, quote, super hot. Yes, specifically the words super hot. No other phrase will work. Dr. Becky, Becky Spellman. Or Dr. Specky Bellman.
Specky Bellman is actually playing up in upstate New York this week
like
with Freddie
Specky
Roman.
Bellman. Yeah. She is a cognitive behavioral psychiatrist, and she ran the study. Here is her explanation why super hot works. Fruit fritters. here's the quote. Hearing you're looking super hot today resonates more than a straightforward you're looking good. The words suggest that our friend is having a visceral emotional response to our appearance. Mm. Oh, blah, blah. That's one step above a dog psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Hey, yeah.
Come on.
Clam up, Specky.
I'm in a space in my life where I would like to say to Shannon, you're looking super employed.
Okay. You're looking super awake, Carrie.
Until she does that, until she takes care of that, that'll be the theme of 2018. And now a little something something. A 39-year-old guy named Mike Alesti from Winter Haven, Florida, was driving on New Year's Eve when he called 911 to report a drunk driver. Mm. That drunk driver was himself. That's right. Michael called... I love living here.
Yeah.
Michael called, oh, by the way, this weekend out and about, it's
not
to me talking about traffic is, if you do it too much, it's kind of like a comedian doing airline humor.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But the fact is they were out this weekend. Really quick. This is a sidebar, but I have to say this. I have to say we're coming back from going out to dinner. And we wanted to pick up a Happy Meal from our little guy. We've been out in the afternoon.
Sure.
We've been doing some Home Depoting, and we actually grabbed him a little Happy Meal. It was probably just after dark. A guy was backing up, going 45 miles an hour in the parking lot of the shopping center. This is a strip mall. Okay, you got the grocery store. Mm-hmm. You got McDonald's on a separate island. You got like
was
a pizza joint.
Was
and all
it
this
Ethan?
Stuff. He was backing up at 45 miles an hour, backed all the way into the parking lot of the McDonald's we'd just come from, and was pulling up to another car that was in the drive-thru. We stayed for like 2 seconds, eyeballed it, didn't seem like they were screaming and yelling. It was weird. But anyway, this guy called 911 on himself, said he was drunk. He said he was too drunk to know where he was, and he'd been driving around all night trying to get pulled over.
Sure.
But apparently, he got bored with waiting, so he moved the process along. The dispatcher managed to keep him on the phone, even when he told her he wanted to go get something to eat. Maybe it was that guy.
Could have been that
he was driving on the wrong side of the road, and she also got him to pull over. Good job, dispatcher. Mm. The cops eventually tracked him down. He told them he'd been drinking beer and taking meth, and it leads me to our Florida, of course, he was charged with DUI.
Right.
Our Florida slogan of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a new slogan.
Yes. Florida, where our meth addicts know that honesty is the best policy. Thank you very much. That's the way that works.
Well, you know what it is, Mike, is meth people, they can't lie through their teeth.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, did you see the Golden Globes last night?
Yeah.
The your favorite show, This Is Us, picked up some awards.
Yeah.
But your favorite, Chrissy Metz, was sitting next to her much thinner sister, Chrissy Meth. Sorry. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more.
It is a diuretic.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Hi there. Jack Tush back with intelligence from your wife. Did you know that sugar gliders can help increase virility for cigarette-smoking anime fans? And women find them hot. It's true. And if you need to get away from it all, 4 out of 5 doctors recommend a good $5 margarita. Here's another fact you should know about. We all need more laughter. You can get it with a TMOS bonus package. It's an extra hour of laughs that support the other 5 shows throughout the week. And at less than 5 cents a program, it's a great bargain. Plus, you get the entire bonus show library when you subscribe. To get in on the fun, click on the bonus show banner now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And that's intelligence from your wife.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Boy! Oh, boy, it's cold. Stupid cold. Carla, did you want something?
Oh, Carla's back.
Oh, she's here. Come on over here. Come on over here. How was your
Carl
workout?
O'Mara.
Do you want to hear it? You just heard the O'Mara part. Hear the beginning of it. Ready?
Carl O'Mara.
Love it.
What happened to the Carla part?
It was there.
He played it.
Carl O'Mara.
You don't hear it?
Okay. Did you hear the Carla part?
I hear it.
All right. Maybe that's my own hearing.
Did you get my text?
No.
Who?
It's official.
What? We're pregnant?
No. Oprah might run in 2020.
Really?
Yeah.
Woo!
You're right.
So it officially might happen.
Nice.
Thanks. Thanks for that bulletin. That's our newswoman, Carla O'Mara, right there.
Nice crop top.
Thanks for making it official.
Okay.
Nice I texted it.
I read it. I got an alert from CNN.
Bonus packages. Get them. MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all the bonus. Why am I having trouble hearing that, Carla? Turn your music down all the way.
All right.
Thank you. Now play the jingle again.
Carla O'Mara.
Oh, okay. So the Carla kind of runs into the O'Mara a little bit. So that's it. I love that. Carla O'Mara has her own jingle. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, Jan 8, 2017. Take it away, Rob.
Before we stop talking about the Golden Globes, I must ask you this. What was your opinion of wheeling out Kirk Douglas?
I thought it was charming that Catherine Zeta-Jones was so helpful to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, letting him speak was a mistake.
I agree.
But the fact is that they didn't dwell on it, and he was there, and it was a nice tribute to them, and he obviously is cognitive enough to see that they were paying tribute to him, but he always likes to talk, and now he can't be understood. And so
right.
It was very frustrating. But you know what? I will just tell you this. I think Catherine Zeta-Jones was as classy and handled that situation with as much dignity as she could have in a very difficult situation. I thought the whole thing was kind of a beautiful moment.
It was a beautiful moment, and they dealt her a bad hand. They should have figured out a way to somehow reduce the height discrepancy because she was towering over him, and that made me uncomfortable.
That was a last-minute thing, though. That was a last-minute thing.
Right.
I read that this morning, that unfortunately they didn't have the wheelchair with the really...
Stop it.
Yeah, so
you know what I meant.
They didn't have,
so he can roll
they didn't
in sand.
Have the monster wheelchair tires.
And they also weren't able to get a wheelchair for her.
They didn't have the big super dope. That's how they would have solved it.
Hot rodders! Race fans!
Racers! Hot rodders! Super big wheelchair tires!
All right, I will spare you the audio, but I think it's very cool that he is still kicking.
Were you going to play the one where he's talking?
I have it. I'm going to spare you the audio.
No, you are sick that way. You really are.
Hey,
I'd like to hear it.
Is the sick guy the guy that plays it, or the sick guy is the guy that doesn't play it?
The sick guy is the guy that makes a wheelchair joke, but
that's
okay. I'll be in one soon enough.
Race fans.
Play it for Oscar so he knows what we're talking about.
All right, here's 101-year-old Kirk Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Is he 101?
Yeah, he is. This is an
DC
actually,
101.
Hey, man. Right, where's my big wheelchair?
All right, just play it.
Catherine.
Yes, sir.
I can never follow you.
He said, I could never follow you.
Let's get under with you.
Why don't we say that here are the nominations?
Yes.
I love her.
By the way, so sweet.
She looked phenomenal.
And she has looked phenomenal for how many years now?
Incredible. But I mean, she's gotten, I haven't seen her in the public eye in a long, long time. And wow, she is just a... just an absolutely magnificent looking woman. She really is. And I thought the way she handled him on that stage was a beautiful thing. Where the hell was Mike Douglas? Where was Michael Douglas? Was he around?
Oh,
I mean,
thought you meant
his father.
The dead
talk show host.
He's in Philadelphia, Mike.
Has he? Has Michael Douglas recovered from the old... The
throat cancer?
Yeah,
that he got from the sex addiction.
Yeah.
Let's just move on. We are being
spelunking.
So irreverent.
All right. Yeah, it was spelunking indeed. David Letterman has his new show coming up on Netflix, I believe the end of this week. It's called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. His second guest will be Jay-Z. His first guest, President Barack Obama.
Whoa.
And here is the trailer that Netflix dropped over the weekend.
I had a show for a long time, and then I didn't have a show for a long time. And I can't tell you how great it is to be out of the damn house. Wow. You never know when you might learn something, and that's what this is about for me. These are people that I admire. Please welcome my next guest. On that note, hang on.
So it looks to me he's almost doing like a Howard Stern-like pivot with the long-form interviews replacing the format of the old show.
Which is awesome.
Because he's a great interviewer.
It'll be a smash, and it will be intelligent. And that's the direction. By the way, you know, look, out of every weird time that the country goes through, I think maybe things pivot. I think things swing back.
Hopefully.
And I think we're seeing a lot of content, a lot of intelligent content.
A lot of women finally speaking up. And then
And when you talk about Kimmel and you know what he's doing, and then you talk about this, you are going to learn something by watching some of these people
but
interviewed.
Also,
I think it's going to be great.
Think about this, Mike. The idea of media overall, whether not even gender specific, right? The way that someone could leave a network like CBS and then 2 years later say, F you, I'm doing it over here.
Yeah, and look at the pivot that he had to make because... late night had become all 2-minute bits that you could put on YouTube the next day.
If Carson was around, he'd be on Netflix.
Of course he would.
By the way, let me sneak in a plug here. We will be doing an all-new Political Persuasions this week. The topic will be, of course, Fire and Fury, the brand-new Wolf book that is out there, and we'll be talking about this. And fitness for office is a big part of that book. And everything that's going on and the blowback and Steve Bannon, there's just a tremendous amount to talk about this week with Chris Freites, a former CNN correspondent, and yours truly on Political Persuasions. That show will drop on Thursday. He's back in town, is he not? Or he will be back in town by that time?
Oh, he's back in town. Yes.
Okay,
this Thursday.
Very good.
Yes.
Looking forward to that, and we'll have that for you on Thursday. We're 2018. More new Political Persuasions episodes coming, people. Thank you very much.
I would not be doing my job if I didn't play this. You mentioned the passing of Jerry Van Dyke. His last appearance on television was on the show The Middle, and he played the mom's dad in that, and he was so funny. And the last episode he did, Dick Van Dyke guested as his brother, and they were feuding brothers who hated each other. But the last moment they shared on screen together, they sang a song. And it's so sweet. And, you know, Dick Van Dyke is still getting it done at, I think, 92.
Amazing.
And this is a great moment. Jerry and Dick Van Dyke, what a fitting end to his career that he would have one last great appearance like this.
Because we're two of a kind. For your information, we're two of a kind.
That's right.
Two of a kind. It's my observation, we're two of a kind.
Like peas in a pod.
Or birds of a feather, alone or together, you'll find that we are two of a kind.
One more time.
That we are two of a kind.
Actually, I misspoke. That's Mike and I 25 years in the future from that promo. But I can't leave you with that, Mike. Over the years, how much money have you sent to Trace Adkins?
Oh, take me out to the ball game. You do not miss. I think Trace Adkins is your Justin Bieber.
He is.
You never miss a Trace Adkins.
Oh, he had the sausages last year.
But you like it, and I think that's why.
I like Trace Adkins.
Trace Adkins says, watch out for fake Trace Adkins.
Hey, everybody, this is Trace Adkins. I can't believe I'm having to do this, but I just wanted to take a minute to let you know that there are a lot of imposter accounts out there on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pretending to be me. Please do not engage with these people or send them money. I do not communicate personally on those platforms through direct messages, and I don't request to follow anyone. Everything from me lives only on my official page at Trace Adkins. Please make sure to look for the blue check mark on the profile. Imposter accounts will not have that check mark. And one more thing. If you've been blocked, it's because I thought you were being mean.
Being mean.
Good.
That's your Trace Adkins update, and that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great
Monday,
everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand-new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 Bs. We do it on Tuesday. That's MikeOMaraShow.com if you want to communicate with Rob. Get those birthday requests to him. Not midnight tonight.
Yes, please.
Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32, 101 Washington, D.C., 2007. Thanks for listening, and join us again.
The best part of your day.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Take me out to the ballgame.
For Rob Spiegel, Mike O'Mara saying, for Rob Spiegel and Oscar Santana, so long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.